It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment, food topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Idly ho, BTS Mix neighbors. This is one of your hosts, Doc Hancock. How are you, Mr. Spencer? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Doc. Tell you what, I have been denying boredom. For those of you who don't know, we have a new video and media area on the board, and it's great. I am loving it. I even made it my own little video and put that on there. I want to give a big shout out to Lombozo and Ashley D and Asala and everybody else who's posted videos and commented on mine. I've been trying to experiment to see, you know, which video format's going to be best to kind of post videos on, but we're now really getting active with people posting video blogs and things like that, and it is cool, and it's neat to kind of see you guys out there. We finally found out what you look like besides what you post as your avatar.
Yeah, no kidding, and you know, this is great stuff for me. I just got running water here in my apartment, so being able to communicate via video with people is really something else. I got to look into it.
Oh, it's going to be sweet. And for those of you who haven't checked it out, just top left hand of the main board, you can see the new video and media area. And please, you know, post some video blogs. And there may be some times I'm trying to figure out some software stuff, Doc, where we can actually do like a video podcast, which would be sweet too.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. I'd be into that. I'll have to wear some sort of goblin mask though, or something, keep my identity hidden from the FBI.
You know, that reminds me, I'm subscribed on YouTube to this particular guy who's called Some Random Guy, and he's taking these little action figures from the DC and Marvel comics, and this originally started out as a parody kind of sort of thing that went along with I'm a PC and I'm a Mac, and it's I'm a DC and I'm a Marvel, and it's just really exploded. The guy's going to be at Comic-Con, and I just give a shout out to him because it's just the work that he does is very funny. The writing that he's done is really funny. He even had Stan Lee on one of his shows, which I thought was pretty cool too. But I digress. Now it's time for BTS Mix Show number 45.
What are you waiting for?
This is the BTS Mix Show.
Great.
Now,
let's get started.
With Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
That is correct. And, you know, this first topic, man, you know, it's really sparked some controversy. It's got people all riled up. Everybody certainly got their opinion about it. And we'll just hop right into it. This comes out of our Breaking General News Forum. And the headline reads, Angelina Jolie creeped out by the octuplets mother after receiving letters from her. And this comes in from the Daily Mail out in our good neighbor friends there in the UK. Hollywood star Angelina Jolie is said to be creeped out by octuplets mother Nadia Solomon after she received several admiring letters from her. Sources close to the Tomb Raider star said that the 33-year-old Solomon had written to Jolie praising her support of children. She is said to be irritated by Solomon, and particularly by rumors claiming that the single mother had facial surgery to make her look more like her. Now, you know, this woman's all over the place, man. You know, it's really unreal. She clearly has psychological problems. She's living in a house with her mother, is on welfare for most of the children. Most of the children are receiving some sort of food aid. She has no job, yet she says she's going to go back to college and make all this money now, you know, so she can support the 14 children that she's got now. Her mother wants her out of the house because her mother just wanted to retire peacefully. Now she's got 14 screaming babies running around the house. This woman is out of her damn mind, and if you look at her, you can kind of get, I mean, she looks nothing like Angelina Jolie, but for crying out loud, you can certainly see that she is inspired, quote unquote, by Angelina Jolie's appearance, and that certainly comes off.
Yeah, and RCWJ75 posted, she should be creeped out. This retard can't afford one kid yet has 14. She's begging for money already using my tax dollars for her idiot decision, yet somewhere, somehow, she has the cash to get plastic surgery to look like Angelina Jolie. I may not like government involvement in a lot of things, but this is getting to the point where people should be denied the right to give birth and get pregnant if they can't financially or mentally support the children. They need to cut the court order a long time ago and have this chick's tubes tied. Well, you know, there's a lot of opinions like this all over this particular thread, Doc.
Yeah, you know, it's a social commentary on so many different levels. I feel like my head's about to explode. Like, I literally feel like I'm going insane right now. He's crazy. Just crazy.
You know, Saturday Night Live did a neat little parody on that. And I will say there are some things. I've been giving Saturday Night Live a hard time. I will say the Alec Baldwin involvement when he did Saturday Night Live, that was fun. I enjoyed that. But they actually did like a news parody with Angelina showing up on the news. And the woman playing Angelina goes, "So, does she want all those babies?" It was great.
You're going to keep all them babies?
What are you going to do with those kids? Anyway, that was a great one. So if you'd like to post your opinions on that, feel free to do that. Also, in general chit-chat, random, strange, trivial, / unusual facts posted by Carl12. And this is, any random, strange, trivial, unusual facts out there? If so, feel free to post. Here's some to start. Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon. Okay, that's kind of cool. 85% of all life on Earth is plankton.
That kind of blows my mind right there.
Sharks are immune to all known diseases, which we should be like dissecting them more, I guess. The oldest known vegetable is the pea. The Earth is the only planet not named after a god, because I guess we named all the other planets. He named this one. Brazil got its name from the nut, not the other way around. To see a rainbow, you must have your back to the sun. Well, of course, that's kind of cool. And, of course, this one really caught me. The men of the Walabiri tribe in Central Australia greet each other by shaking each other's penis instead of shaking each other's hand, which has got to be awkward if you just kind of walk up for the first time and meet somebody from the Walabiri tribe.
How can you be so nonchalant about this?
And it kind of reminds me of another Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin in the Wii game. You can pull that off Hulu if you want.
Yeah, gotta make my way down to the Walabiri tribe, man. That sounds like a good time down there. Wait a second.
Go.
Hi, how are you doing? Ooh, wow, you're friendly.
Well, you are a friendly people, aren't you? Oh, my goodness. Well, that is something else.
That wouldn't fly in Texas. All right. Well, I'm sure there's lots of other random facts on here. And of course, he's posted a whole bunch of these. More redheads are born in Scotland than in any other part of the world. I wonder why.
Must be something in the water. All that scotch.
And they actually did a survey that studied, you know, sexual habits of people and whether blondes have more fun or brunettes have more fun. And it turns out that redheads are actually more sexually active than any other hair color type. Did you know that?
Oh, well, good to know. Next time I'm down with my good friends in the Walabiri tribe, maybe I'll find me some nice redheads.
That's just wrong, Doc. All right, so if you'd like to post a random thought, Lord knows we will, you can go to the general chit-chat form, random strange trivia / unusual facts.
Yeah, it's good stuff there. And, man, you know, there is a lot of damn trivia out there, I'll tell you what. Well, that leads us into our next topic. And as you all know, this week here in the United States, it was President's Day, celebrating all of the 40-some-odd presidents that we've had in the country since the inception of the U.S. And I don't know, nothing really special happens. I got the day off of work. That was kind of cool. And I guess it's kind of interesting to look back and, you know, take a look at all the other presidents and some that were great, some that were not so great. And apparently they did a little study or, some sort of survey here. And MSNBC reports, and this is posted in our Breaking General News forum by Stander, just days after Americans honored the 200th anniversary of his birth, 65 historians ranked Abraham Lincoln as the best U.S. president. So I'm sure if Lincoln were around, he'd be flattered, or maybe not. He didn't seem like a real emotional or rosy guy to begin with. But yeah, I guess he did a pretty good job. The country was in pretty bad shape for a while, and he brought everybody together, and good for him. Way to go, Lincoln.
Well, actually, Stander comments a little bit later, American historians are a bunch of ignorant individuals who form their opinion by mindlessly staring at the Lincoln Memorial instead of looking at the facts. Lincoln was responsible for the death of over 500,000 Americans by suppressing the free choice of the southern states to leave the Union. Lincoln was a criminal, a president that an honest nation of people should be ashamed of. Well, I know this person, you know, if they'd have had ATS back then, boy, this would have really lit up the board, you think?
Yeah, could you imagine? It's like, South wants to secede from the Union. Your thoughts. And I could, man, that'd be 1,000 posters.
Yeah, and that's kind of happening now. There's like 11 states that have put forth resolutions in their own houses that say, we don't really care what you say, federal government. Anything that you go past the Constitution, we don't have to listen to because we're the states, and that under the Constitution, you don't have the right to do that. So I think that's really amazing. Texas, of course, one of those states who finally did it. And you can, I think that's actually posted on ATS, but it may make its way over to BTS because it's a great topic of discussion, too.
Yeah, you know, and so I think, yeah, if you're a state and you want to secede, see you later. You know, it's like, good for you. You just don't get any more federal money. That's the only catch to it. You know, fine.
Let's see. We're giving how much federal money to the government over this new tax screw me plan? I mean, the stimulus plan. I don't know. I it's got some good points, but I'm still shaking my head over that. And I think most Americans are kind of going, wait a minute. Whoa. Pelosi's getting how much? Oh, well, enough of that. We'll leave that to the above politics guys. But if you'd like to post in this particular forum, or you think Abraham Lincoln should or should not have the top spot as America's best president, please post in General News, Lincoln ranked best president by historians.
That is correct. And Lincoln, of course, would be very happy if we were all up on our vocabulary. And that leads us into the rant forum from Taste the Magic. And Taste the Magic writes in vocabulary, is it just me or has the general public completely given up on having vocabulary exceeding that of a 9-year-old? Now, I'm going to admit I have a love for words, and so my specific use of words may seem a little strange in some cases. However, I can't hold a decent conversation with a person anymore without being stopped 900 times because a sentence to be asked what the words I'm using mean. The other day, I was talking to a couple of friends, and I was stopped at least 15 times during the discussion that should have lasted about 10 minutes had I not been stopped. These are the words I remember having to explain. Benign, meticulous, complacent, squander, emulate, mundane, ramification, redundant, frivolous, criteria, deficient. And it's not just in regular conversation either. And she goes on, you know, and I think she's got a fair point here. I mean, I agree. I think vocabulary on a whole has gone downhill. You know, it was interesting. I was online the other day and I was reading an edition of the 1897 New York Times. There was they had an archive thing, and I thought it was kind of interesting to go back and read really old stories. And the language and vocabulary that used to be used in the papers was extraordinary. It was many polysyllabic words used very poetically. Very affluently, very long sentences. Now it seems that everything has been shortened and condensed. The smaller the word, the smaller the sentence, the faster that you can get your point across is obviously better, because we are obviously a country that is very big on media consumption. We have to have lots of information and get it all very quickly. And, you know, I think there are two groups of people. There are those who use vocabulary very well, and then I think there are those who overuse vocabulary. And I don't know about you, Spencer, but have you ever been in a conversation with somebody where it seems as though they're just trying to use as many big words, and you almost begin to wonder if they have any clue what the words that they're saying actually mean? Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, a lot of my friends pontificate the verbal linguistics of potty mouth, blah, blah, blah. LOL, Doc, LOL. LOL, man, it's okay.
OMFG, Spencer, OMFG. WTF. For reals.
I know. I mean, I really do. I think texting has ruined our world. Not only do you not develop any type of vocabulary skills whatsoever, but now you're killing people on the highway as you text because you're too stupid to put down your phone. I tell you what, I drove home. I swear to God, I do this every day about 5 o'clock, but just because it drives me nuts. It's kind of like an ex-smoker walking into a cigar bar, okay? I'm driving down the road and I'm seeing, I'm counting how many people are texting or talking on the phone while they're driving. And this is 5 o'clock traffic. This is not, oh, there's nobody on the road, so it's okay if I talk because I'm not that distracted and then I'm not going to. And there's like, and I counted and I figured it out. Over the 10 minutes that I drove, 45% of the people that I saw in 5 o'clock traffic had a phone stuck to their head or they were texting. It just blows my mind. You were driving a several ton or at least a one ton vehicle traveling at high speed that can do tremendous damage, and you're texting while you do it. No other person operating heavy machinery would be allowed to even take a sedative or even to be distracted with the TV, you know, or anything. Some people don't even like the radio on, and I see people texting and doing this stuff while they're driving. That's my rant.
Man, and it's true, and I know that you keep it must be a real big thing in Texas. You know, when I'm driving in the city, it's crazy enough. So I'm not paying any attention to any of the drivers. I mean, I'm sure it's just as rampant here. But yeah, you know, it's like here's the solution to all of our financial problems here. Make each letter of a text message worth one dime, 10 cents a letter. And could you imagine the revenue that would bring in? I'm going into that business. I'll see you guys later.
Oh, my gosh. You know how broke I would be? You know how many? I mean, I counted how many text messages just my daughter sent. Now, this is not anywhere near a world record, because I think the world record is like 32,000 text messages a month. And a teenager did that. I mean, how do you get... You can get carpal tunnel or arthritis in your thumbs doing this. My daughter sent over 6,000 text messages in a month. They don't talk on the phone anymore. That's all they do. They text. And I'm watching her, and she can text faster than I can type on my computer. And that's how our teenagers and our young people and a lot of us are communicating these days. It's just easier to punch something in. But please, please, not while you're driving. And please pull out a Funkin' Wagnalls or a thesaurus or something and practice some words. I mean, there's even iPhone applications that will help you build your vocabulary. So, you know, feel free to use those too.
Absolutely. You know, but man, that sure says something about our evolution. I mean, can you imagine in 20 years as this generation grows up and they're these rapid texters, can you imagine what they'll be able to do in terms of like getting words out quickly? It's going to be unbelievable, because I mean, what's the next step? I mean, how do we consolidate more? Because you know it's bound to happen. And man, it's going to be pretty crazy.
Well, it's kind of like the Army developing video games, because they understand that when you develop this type of skill, then you'll be able to have young people later on in life who will be able to operate the technology that you're putting in, like autonomous robots. I mean, they're thinking like in 2012, half of our force is going to be automated, that we're going to have like little Terminator robots out there doing the job for us. And who's going to be running those? I mean, they're going to try to keep humans in the loop, I think. And you're going to have these kids that have been playing video games. I mean, they go, no problem. Take down fire missiles, fly an airplane, no problem. And, I mean, that's where it's headed. And I don't know. I think that it can be our bane. It's not our salvation. I can think it more of technology being a bane to mankind at this point. But if you have an opinion, feel free to post it. Let's jump over to the general chit-chat forum. Who would you spend the day with? It can be anybody you want. This is posted by CMD18B, Doc.
Yeah, you know, and this is obvious. This is always an interesting psychological profile. You know, ask those around you who they would want to spend the day with, and you know, I think that's a really good question. I mean, there are certainly some musicians that I wouldn't mind spending the day with. I think they're interesting people. A few writers I think would be really interesting. Maybe a couple filmmakers, an ex-president here or there. I think that'd be interesting to kind of pick their brain. I don't know, if you had to pick one, who would you pick?
Okay. Well, tell me, come on, seriously. No, I want to know, who would you, if you could, okay, let's just say if you had, and they don't have to be living. Okay, let's qualify it, because we can put it in different categories. Let's say this person could exist any time in history within the last 300 years. Who would you like to hang out with?
I would say Albert Einstein, and I know that's a pretty generic answer, but I got to tell you, man, the more and more I read about him, he seemed just like a real fun guy to hang out with. Like, he was all about, you know, getting down. He liked to party. You know, he was always interested in a good time, but obviously one of the top minds of our you know, lifetime, if not ever to live in the world. And, you know, just to kind of pick his brain and kind of get into the depths there, I think that'd be really interesting.
I think we're on the same line there, because I would have said Nikola Tesla. I think I would like to hang out for like a month, if I could, with Nikola Tesla, just to see what goes on, where this guy got his inspiration, and how they're just trying to get a little glimpse of how their mind works and where the understanding came from. I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah, no, that'd be a cool dude to hang out with. So maybe we could do a double date, you know, you and Tesla, me and Einstein. That would be crazy. That would be one crazy night out on the town, man. I'll tell you what.
We would be like rocking. We would be so hot. Oh, well, okay, besides that now, let's think about somebody alive today. Who would you like to hang out, let's say celebrity-wise, who would you like to hang out with?
I am a big fan of the director Paul Thomas Anderson, and I know he's not exactly a celebrity in terms of getting his photograph taken, but definitely P.T. Anderson. I think he's a brilliant mind.
Cool. I think probably George Lucas, just because I'd like to know what he knows, And I'm sure that some of these people have inside tracks on stuff that's going on that we don't know about. I think that would be cool. But hands down, I would probably say Kiefer. Got to hang out with the Kiefers.
Oh, yeah, man. You guys could go fight some terrorists together. That'd be fun.
Hey, I'm all up for that, man. I'm good with that. You know, a little CTU action. Or, well, I guess it's not CTU anymore. So anyway, yeah, Kiefer Sutherland, that would be the man I'd hang out with. So if you have some ideas, or you'd like to get some ideas, or maybe you're just thinking, who would people like to hang out with, you know, that I haven't thought of? Well, swing on over to General Chit Chat. Who would you spend the day with? It can be anybody you want. Originally posted by CMD18B.
And on that note, I've got some severe text messaging that I've got to accomplish. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Spencer Tracy, along with my partner, Doc Hancock. And we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com, along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix, and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, have all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with host Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, Doc Hancock. And would you please remember to star, flag, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
Clever, worldly, intelligent. Traits that don't define Spencer and Doc. Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock. The BTS Mix.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And we're going to hop right back into our topics forum. And going back into the general chit-chat, this was posted by Q-Ball. And this is just a reminder, there's some great member podcasts floating around all over the site. And a lot of our members that tune into the BTS Mix are making their podcasts. It's really fantastic. So go check that out. That's in the media section as well. This comes in from Q-Ball, and he says, "You name it, I'll podcast it." Yes. You name it, I'll do a podcast on it. No matter how crazy or absurd, I'll do a podcast on it with my unique and lovely accent. We can vote. Previous lifetimes, politics, sexes, animal, music, money, or a mix of all of the above. And but wait, there's more. Let me know in the next 5 minutes, and I'll do a video podcast dressed in a suit and drunk with a cigar and my cat like the Bond villain. So we can imagine, we can see Q-Ball sitting in Australia, drunk with a cigar and a suit, ready to do a video podcast when he wrote this. So that's great. Here's my challenge to you, Q-Ball. I want to hear a podcast, or better yet, see a video podcast about you talking about what happened in your previous lifetime and the politics that were involved, the various sexes that accommodated that situation with all the animals while there was music playing and money falling from the sky. I want to hear about it all. So include them all, and I think that'd be a fun challenge.
Yeah, I love what Access Denied posted, which is, how about what not to post on ATS BTS while drunk?
Well played, Access Denied. Well played.
So I'm sure there are lots of great ideas on here. And don't forget, you can do your own podcast, just like Doc said. You can do your own podcast. You can do your own video podcast, which is from the new media section. I can't stress enough, this is really such a major step. The Skeptic Overlord Bill and the guys who've developed this have just done a fantastic job. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, we work for them, but because they just really have done a great job. This is making this such a very cool and aesthetically marvelous, I used a big word, cool, just place to be. Of course, denying boredom on BTS. And I got to tell you, Doc, since they put this thing in, I have wasted so much time denying boredom. Because I'm watching everybody's little video podcasts. They're great.
Oh yeah, and what a great new addition to the forum. I mean, I think it's just fantastic.
All right. Well, if you'd like to post something, hey, please let us know. We'd love to see it. And of course, any video podcast we'll probably review too. There's some great ones already out there. Mine's posted. It's a little test video that I did, and you'll see my daughter in the background. But we'll talk about that later. All right, let's jump over to the next forum. This is in General Chit Chat, Schro's, Schrock's, and Ian's American Vacation. Now, Schrodinger's dog is basically, and it's a long post, so I'm just going to kind of skip to the meat of it. They're going to be taking a road trip. Our general plan is to head to Northern California, Southern Oregon, then across into Northern Nevada, head south via the extraterrestrial highway to Arizona, Grand Canyon, Sedona, Zion, then northeast to the Monument Valley, Four Corners area. From there, probably head to Mexico and eventually into Texas through Houston and on to New Orleans to take stock of the situation there. Then Florida Panhandle, South Georgia, the Carolinas, the Outer Banks, and on to D.C. Then a quick shot up to New York City where we'll probably end our trip. Hey, well, obviously, you're going to be coming through my part of the country. I want to see you guys, so make sure that you let me know with the U2U or whatever. And don't forget, video it. And you can put it in the video cast section. That would be such a cool idea to have like a video record of your trip. We'd love to see that. And of course, if you're going to end up back in New York, hey, you can spend some time with Doc up there.
Yeah, if you guys make it all the way back from New York on your big road trip, man, I'll buy you all three a nice. I know Memory Shock and Schrodinger's dog, and I think Ian are all big fans of whiskey. So whiskey's on me when you get in the city, boys. It'll be good to have you.
Yeah, same thing down here in Texas too. Plus, I've got a great place for barbecue. You are gonna love it. So we look forward to your road trip and hearing about it. If you'd like to find out more about it and see maybe their progress on this particular trip, you can go to the General Chit Chat, Schro's, Schrock's, and Ian's American Vacation Road Trip 09.
And on a more sentimental note, this is in the members section, which we don't delve into because we're always talking about member posts, but this comes in from, hey-o, little shout-out to Ed McMahon there. Do we on ATS see each other as family, per se? Hi, everyone. I don't need you. I never really relied on strangers. I don't believe in 2012, and I think atheists and wizards are both meant to wear the same hat, but for different reasons. I think 9/11 truthers refuse to compromise, and I also think it's about 3,000 years too late for them to make a difference anyways. The first gang in history is currently the Hidden Hand guiding things. We wonder why history repeats. Wait, so why do I appreciate your existence so much? There's not one person on ATS that's honestly made me angry. Even the atheists, whom I so endearingly jab at, are to be respected. I know that. Why? I think it's the search for truth. Is it just me personally, but a person who gives off the vibe of being honest then presents proof that it is in essence based upon an unproven assumption, hence the circles the religious threads go on, i.e. evolution, some seen as unproven, and then they see faith as unproven. Then guess what? You are a member of my religion. And the basic gist of the post is that there is great value, obviously, to the ATS family. Even though we fight and pick and disagree with one another all the time, there's still a lot of love to go around. And that's a nice thought.
You bet it is. And so thumbs up, star and flag to you. Well, before we get out of this edition of the BTS Mix Show, Doc, it's time for us to do the BTS Screen Test.
Woohoo! And Spencer, last week you made a claim that you've got a real doozy of a one this week. And I'll be honest, I've read it, and I'll be darned if I have any idea what this is. This is a good one.
We've taken so much ribbing that, oh, I thought you were going to make it hard. I thought you were going to make it hard. Okay, fine. Fine. Here you go. Get ready for the impossible BTS Mix Screen Test. This actor had many roles, but began his career somewhere between here and eternity. He usually played a heavy or a cop named Wolf, but he was also known to monkey around from time to time. In the 70s, he hit the road with his friend SP. Can you name this actor who said, "Between the war movies I've been in and the heavies I've played, I have about 1,000 dead behind me. I've been killed a good many times, but I took a lot of guys with me." Who is this actor? And it's going to be worth 6,000 BTS points.
Man. Not only is that a well-crafted question there, Spencer, I'm absolutely clueless. You know, I have absolutely no idea. So well done on that one. That's a good one.
Well, as we wrap up this edition of the BTS Mix Show, again, we want to encourage you to jump into the media section, the brand new media section here on the board. Enjoy some great videos that are provided out there for you.
That's absolutely right. And I guess that just about does it for us this week. For all of us here at the BTS Mix Show, I am Doc Hancock. Have a fantastic week.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.